This is Ted Kennedy. George Bush, as the education president? Senator Al Simpson has to be kidding. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, education is a major issue in this presidential campaign, and it's an issue that Mike Dukakis wins hands down. You can run, but you can't hide from the Reagan-Bush administration's record, Al. 8 annual budgets the administration submitted to Congress, and 6 of them called for deep slashes in education, with cuts averaging 22%. Funny coincidence, Al. The only 2 years the administration asked for an increase were presidential election years. Fortunately, Congress refused to knuckle under, Al. We rejected those short-sighted cuts and appropriated increased funds for education. The only time this administration stands up for schools, Al, is when parents are headed for the voting booth. How can Vice President Bush claim he'll be the education president, Al, when he spent the past 8 years being the anti-education vice president?
Where did you learn that basic math, Ted? I'd get a tuition refund if I were you. It's not too late. Funding for education programs under the Reagan-Bush administration has only increased over the years, from $244 billion in 81 to $309 billion in 88. This country spends more money on education than any other nation on the earth. Real spending on education has tripled in the past 20 years, and during that time period, it was only during the Jimmy Carter years that education spending actually declined. Look it up, Ted. Research 101. This debate isn't only over dollars, Ted, and you know that. We're talking about the quality of education, too. With dud teachers, you get dud students. And having already provided the bucks, we count on George Bush to improve the quality. He'll deliver. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Mike Dukakis' Break the Bank health plan in Massachusetts. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.